The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, there's nothing quite like a wedding anniversary to look back and reflect on how far you've come with your partner and how, if you just made a reservation 2 weeks ago like they asked, you wouldn't be celebrating 15 beautiful years together at a Jamba Juice. And anniversaries mean anniversary cards, but not every card gets it right the first try. So we'll take a look at some of those early attempts in our segment, First Drafts.
No, no, stupid!
Now you know who's gonna come out and join me. Please welcome my lovely wife, Evie. My goodness, don't you look fantastic. Are you going to wear that when we go out to dinner tonight?
I don't know. Depends on how I do right now.
All right.
I'm dressed
as far as
like
I'm
a...
concerned, you're doing great right now.
I'm dressed
now.
Like a pearl.
You're dressed like a pearl?
Because the 30th anniversary is pearls.
For so the people out there who do not know, this is actually, tonight is actually our 30th anniversary. Happy anniversary, darling. Now, how fun... How fun. Now, I'm gonna give you a little gift here for you.
Wow.
These are all things from Portugal.
Oh, yes.
And explain to them why I'm giving you things from Portugal.
Well, we were gonna go to Portugal when the strike was on.
Right.
And then the strike ended, which was great.
This is fantastic. But... This was supposed to be our week off before the strike. This was planned to be our week off, so we were gonna be in Portugal.
In Portugal.
Because you love hiking.
Yes.
And I love you. And so I said, let's go. You said, let's go someplace hiking. I said, of course.
They have good food there, too.
Excellent food there. So this is for later, the pastis de nata, which is incredible. I don't know if you guys have ever had that. Amazing, amazing.
Good Lord, this is great.
That's cheese, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, just bite into it. Okay. But for us here, why don't we do... why don't we just do a little port?
Okay.
Just a little port. There you go. Now, darling.
Yes.
Because there's nothing that makes you feel better the next morning than chugging port. There you go. There you go. Darling, you know how this... Cheers.
Cheers.
That's lovely.
Okay.
That's lovely.
I'm ready.
Okay, so you know how this works.
I do.
If you will hold these, my beautiful assistant. In the first drafts, I show the audience a nice anniversary card that you could find in any store, and then I will show you the not-so-great first draft that they didn't sell, and that is the premise.
I won't mess it up this time.
You never mess it up.
Oh, I messed it up last time.
You improve everything that you're part of. Can I have the first card, please? My love. Okay, this one is very sweet. Today is a very special day. Happy anniversary, darling. You make my life full.
That's sweet.
Isn't that lovely? This is a card only for people who were born on, or who got married on October 9th. This is a very, very rare. Go to your Walgreens and look for the October 9th section. Okay.
I think October's a great time to get married. Yeah.
I agree.
It's not too hot. It's not winter yet. And, you know, it's cool, crisp, but warm. Beautiful.
What do you remember about our wedding?
How nervous you were. So,
I was
so nervous. I wasn't sure he's going
to
make it.
No, I it didn't occur to me that I was getting married until a couple of hours before I got to the church.
It's
really sank in when I saw you in the wedding dress. But the first draft said, today is a very special day. Happy birthday, Brandon Routh. In hindsight, Superman Returns is actually pretty good. In case you were wondering, today is Brandon Routh's birthday. Happy birthday. We had a very, very ecumenical wedding.
We did.
We had your father's old fraternity friend and Episcopal minister.
Right, Jim Finhagen.
And Father Harry Byrne, who was my father's oldest friend from his childhood, a Catholic priest, and in a Presbyterian church.
That's right. We covered all the bases.
Right, and then right afterwards...
We didn't have a rabbi.
But right afterwards, I was circumcised. Put a bit of a cramp in the honeymoon, but other than that, everything was fine. I'm sorry. This is who you married. I apologize. Here's one for a 30th. Happy 30th. We're going to party like it's 1993 to another 30 years. Nice. There you go. That's true. But the first draft said, happy 30th. We're going to party like it's 1993. Booyah! Let's take my Beanie Babies to see what's eating Gilbert Grape. Well, there it is. That was one of the movies. One of the movies was What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Yep.
Gilbert Grape. What else do you remember about, like, our actual... The ceremony, I remember crying. I remember being barely able to get through the vows, because I'm a crier.
You are.
And you have a heart of stone.
Yeah.
And you...
didn't cry.
You didn't cry, no. But the reception...
We both got very drunk.
Yes. Because people
Not on purpose, because... No. We didn't eat anything.
People kept on bringing us drinks, but
no food.
Because we couldn't leave the receiving line, so we didn't get any food. So we just got slowly tanked. It was lovely, though.
It was lovely.
Yeah. The next thing you knew, we were in a car leaving.
I know. That's a bummer. You don't get to stay and have some fun.
I hear it was fun.
Yeah.
Everybody said it was a really great party. Here's another one. Let's get married all over again.
Aww.
Marrying you once just isn't enough.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. Here's the first draft. Let's get married all over again. We forgot to register for that quesadilla maker from Williams-Sonoma.
Hi.
You're lovely.
Thank you.
Do you remember the stupidest thing that happened with our registry?
Yeah.
All the bowls?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell the people what happened?
So we registered at Tiffany's.
Because we're fancy.
Very fancy. And I went in, and the woman said, okay, you know, what do you like, whatever. And then she said something like, what if people want to give you bowls, crystal bowls? And I said, well, I don't...
Really want them.
I don't think I really want them. And she said, well, let's just, you know, in case. And I said, well, just simple, plain crystal bowls is fine.
We got 10 crystal bowls. Maybe more.
We got so many.
We could have turned them into a collection of glass hats. They were really amazing. And when we finally went
I went to return them because they're nice that way. You can bring things back if you have too many of them. And she printed out the registry and it said the bride would like crystal bowls.
The top it said the bride would prefer crystal bowls with clean lines.
Yeah.
But
so we got
nice
a lot.
Thing about
we got
that
a lot.
Is that they're super expensive. So we had all that cash.
I know.
We got all that cash because we had no money.
I was an
improviser, and that's not a high-paying job.
Yeah, we had a lot of silver and china and crystal and no
that
rent.
We'd only started using about a week ago. Okay.
I want to say something on behalf of the Strike Force Wives.
Oh.
The
Strike Force 5 Strike... wives were included in two of the podcasts.
We were, and I think we need our own podcast. Because we had all those questions and it was too confusing. And
that would actually be, I would listen to that.
It would
that
be pretty
minute.
Fun, right?
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah.
Call me Spotify.
So I'm here on behalf of Strike Force Live.
Here's another one, my love. This one says, all these years later, will you marry me again? Happy anniversary, my true love and best friend.
Aww,
that's really
sweet.
Lovely. But the first draft said, all these years later, will you marry me again? Turns out Father Murphy was a con man and none of this was ever official. Yeah.
That could happen.
That could happen any minute.
How about the getting the marriage license? Do you remember getting the marriage
license? Okay, so marriage license. So it was my job to get the marriage license, and I saved it for, of course, the last minute. And we had to get it before the rehearsal dinner. So on Thursday...
And we're in South Carolina. We're in Charleston.
We're in Charleston, South Carolina. And it's like 4:15, and it closes at 5 o'clock, which I did not know. And I call the clerk's office of the county and to find out what we needed to do. And the answering machine said, "Thank you for calling the county clerk in Charleston, South Carolina. Marriage license office is open until 5 p.m. In South Carolina, the girl must be 13, the boy must be 15. There is a one-time fee of $25, and the license does not expire." So we got there at 5 till 5 to sign up, but then we had to come back 24 hours.
It's a 24-hour waiting period.
You had to wait, so we had to come back there between 4:55 and when it closed at 5 o'clock, the day of our rehearsal dinner, and this is what our entire marriage has been like because of what I'm like. And we got it, though.
We got it.
This one's cute. That's amore. Happy anniversary. The first draft said, "That's amore. Seriously, there's an eel behind you. Oh, God, it's unhinging its jaw. You're on your own." That's not what it is. That's it. Anything else you remember about the wedding? Our wonderful friend Paul Robeson played the flute at our wedding. Amazing. Anything else comes back?
Dad gave us our motto, our family motto.
Oh, things were going crazy because we were
getting married. Well, things weren't really going crazy. It was just there was a lot to do, right?
Because the reception was at your family's house.
Right. And so my mother had my father move furniture and then move it again. And then move it again.
Exactly.
And then move it again. There was a lot of moving.
I and my groomsmen showed up one day with a van.
Yeah, to take the furniture.
It to some third place. And your dad popped into the front seat, sat there for a second while we waited for him to tell us what to do. And he goes, "Gentlemen, stay loose." And that's now
our family
motto. That's the family motto. Okay. Here we go.
It's not bad advice.
It is not, especially if your child's getting married. Stay loose. Here's a very nice card that says, "Our wedding seems like yesterday. I'm still crazy for you in every way. Happy anniversary."
That's sweet.
And that is the truth, my love. That's the truth, my
love. A little gray hair on the inside.
Yes, exactly. But the first draft said, "Our wedding seems like yesterday. I'm still processing the news that I've been in a coma for 30 years. Why are you holding hands with Rick?"
I'm glad that didn't happen.
Evie McGee, everybody. Happy anniversary, darling. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.